Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Hancock, Hernandez, Hill, Huff, Jackson, Knight, Lada, Leno, Ted Lou, Carol Lou, Monning, Nielsen, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Roth, Rubio, Steinberg, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Okay. We are absent a quorum. Will the sergeant at arms please monitor the doors? Let's not let anybody leave, but call members' offices. Members, if you're in the Capitol, please make your way to Senate chambers so we can begin today's meeting as quickly as possible. Good morning, everybody. Let me call this session to order. Welcome to a meeting of the California State Senate for today, Thursday, February 7, 2013. Will the members and guests beyond the rail and up in the gallery please rise? We will be led this morning in prayer by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfi, after which please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance today by Senator Emerson.
Good morning. O God of all humanity, you taught us in the book of Genesis that all of humankind is descended from a single person. There are those who say that you did this so that no one could say, my father is greater than your father. By this we are taught that all of us are brothers and sisters, all of us part of the same human family with a shared destiny. Our founding fathers affirm this belief that all men are created equal in our Declaration of Independence, and yet in each generation, we continue to be in pursuit of making this belief a reality for men and women of every color, every religion, and every ethnicity. May we be ever mindful of all that binds us, finding compassion in our hearts for all people, and always striving to treat each other with dignity and respect. May this be God's will. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Have a good day.
Thank you, Senator Emerson. Members, privileges of the floor. Any requests at this time to be recognized under privileges of the floor? Seeing none, we move on to messages from the governor, which will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will also be deemed read. Reports from committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Anybody seeking to be recognized under motions, resolutions, and notices? Seeing none. Introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 189 by Senator Monning, an act linked to health care coverage.
Bills are deemed read. Consideration of the daily file. We have two gubernatorial appointments today. Senator Steinberg, are you ready to take up governor's appointments?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This file item two. It is the nomination of Robert Z. Wasserman as the chair of the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission, otherwise known as the BCDC, not to be confused with the BDCP. He was heard in the Rules Committee on the 16th of January and approved on a bipartisan vote of 5-0. Mr. Wasserman is well known and respected in the East Bay. As a member of the East Bay Economic Development Alliance, the Oakland Metro Chamber of Commerce, and serves as a commissioner of the Port of Oakland, we urge an aye vote on this very qualified nominee. Thank you.
Any debate or discussion on this item? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Bell.
Aye.
Aye. Berryhill.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Calderon. Canella. Corbett.
Aye.
Correa.
Aye.
Aye. De Leon. Desaunier.
Aye.
Aye. Emerson.
Aye.
Aye. Evans. Fuller. Gaines. Galgiani. Hancock.
Aye.
Aye. Hernandez.
Aye.
Aye. Hill.
Aye.
Aye. Huff.
Aye.
Aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Aye. Knight.
Aye.
Aye. Lada.
Aye.
Aye. Leno. Ted Lieu. Carol Liu.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Aye. Nielsen. Padilla.
Aye.
Aye. Pavley. Price. Roth.
Aye.
Aye. Rubio.
Aye.
Aye. Steinberg.
Aye.
Aye. Walters.
Aye.
Aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wright.
Aye.
Aye. Weiland.
Aye.
Aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee. Aye.
Please call.
Nielsen, aye. Gaines, aye. Canella, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Calderon. De Leon. Evans. Fuller. Galgiani. Leno. Ted Lieu. Pavley. Price.
Ayes 29, noes 0. That appointment is confirmed. And I believe that's the only appointment to be considered today. We move now on to Senate third reading. We have three items eligible to be taken up today, items 4, 5, and 6. Senator Yee, do you wish to take up item number 4? Not at his desk. Senator Jackson, wishing to take up item number 5? Not at her desk. Item number 6, Senator Wright. I'm going to pass on item number 5. Senator Wright, you just take up item number 6 today. No? You can pass for today. That's fine. I'm going to make this real quick. Returning to motions and resolutions, any request members to speak under motions and resolutions for today? If there is no further business, Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Session will resume at 2 o'clock on Monday. Thank you.
Colleagues, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday. Senator Correa. I'd
like to rise to adjourn in memory of a constituent.
Proceed.
Senators, if I can have your attention, I'd like to adjourn today in memory of Mr. Michael Anthony Solis, vice principal at Anaheim High School, whose passion for our children was shown not only by his words, but by his actions. On January 12th, surrounded by his family and friends, Michael, at the young age of 43, finally rested after battling lung cancer for 40 months. Even while battling this disease, Michael continued to mentor students in his spare time and travel across the country, holding workshops for school administrators and staff on how to implement the AVID program in their schools. And as you know, the AVID program is a program that helps students set educational goals and provides mentoring and instruction so students have the tools that they need to achieve their goals. And of course, as a student, Michael didn't care much about school. He grew up in Riverside, California, in a small town called Erlanza, where a person was essentially accomplished if he graduated from high school. While his parents had no education, they did instill the value of education in Michael and his brothers and sisters. The achievement gap was apparent to Michael. He himself did not live up to his potential. He had low expectations, and his teachers also had low expectations of Michael. And Michael called this acceptable failure. And he often would say that this was the unintended message of the system, yet this unintended message was loud and clear to each and every student. And Michael would say that he often gave up because nobody really cared. Of course, that set him off on finding a winning formula in his life, and that's where he discovered the AVID program. And of course, we went on to teach AVID in middle schools and high schools and in several districts in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County. He was the director of AVID at the Orange County Education Department and finally was assistant principal at Anaheim High School. He was an impassioned educator and dedicated to the profession of teaching our children to achieve and reach for their full potential. Michael will be missed by all who knew him, but his legacy will live in the lives of all those students that he touched. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Correa. Please bring the name to the desk so we can properly record this tribute and convey our condolences to Michael's family and loved ones. Colleagues, if there's nothing further, the Senate will stand in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made, and we will reconvene, as announced, this Monday at 2 p.m.